This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Hoffa's back. He's healthy, at least I think, and he's ready to go with a little bald face truth, bald face lie.
And I'm wide awake.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Sal, start with you. Luka Doncic is the next face of the LA Lakers.
That's a bald face truth, and here's why I say that. BT, he played his first game, obviously, last night.
Yep.
I wake up normally, and I'll scroll through X and get my news on there. Dude. I could not, like, the first 15 freaking tweets that I saw this morning. Luka, pass this, pass that. Look at this highlight. Look at him standing next to LeBron. Look at Luka. Like, Luka, all, like, they are now, I hate it. Like, I didn't care about the deal then when everybody's making a big deal about it. Now I understand why people were hating it. Because it's the Lakers, because it's a star like that, they are going to shove him down our throats. So, yeah, I think it's a bald-faced truth. He will be the next, you know, star of the Lakers, or the next face of the Lakers. And, unfortunately, they're going to shove it down our throats.
There's no doubt. I mean, he's one of the best players in the NBA. Of course he's going to be one of the best players on the Lakers, if not the, well, he's going to eventually be the best player when LeBron fully ages out. Bald-faced truth. I saw this clip on social media as well, where LeBron is a couple of F-bombs, so I got to be careful. But LeBron, before they took the court last night, LeBron's like, don't bleep and fit in. Bleep and fit out. Be you. Me. Like, it was really cool. He told Doncic, don't try to fit in.
I didn't hear that quote. I saw like, him trying to understand it.
I loved it. Like, hey, don't try to acquiesce to what we're doing. You're Luka Doncic. Come in here and be you. I thought that was really
don't
good.
Don't fit in, fit out.
Yeah, don't try to fit in. Like, when you try to fit in sometimes, you don't really, you aren't who you are.
Right. No, that I get. Yeah. I don't get the fit out part of it.
I mean, fit out, I guess, color outside the lines. You know, he's just trying to tell himself.
Okay.
You know, here's what's going to happen with him. He's going to, not this year, because it's tough to do it in season. Next year, Luka Doncic is going to come back ripped and thin. LeBron is going to enlist him as a workout warrior, and he's going to remind everybody just how amazing he is. I'm talking about Doncic. He is great.
I'm not buying that. I'm surprised to get into that. I guess again, Tubby, that's what I'd be telling Luka Doncic. He doesn't want to get in shape. You think all of a sudden LeBron's going to be making
I do.
You think somebody else has it? Like, somebody else can get that out of Luka?
I think it happened with Pettit, with Clemens. Now, granted, who knows how they got there. But I do think that some players, and certainly with LeBron, the inspiration, I absolutely do.
Like, LeBron has that in him.
I know.
Luka, it apparently does not. Now, unless he's so embarrassed and really looking to stick it to...
And he can't hide, because now you're on a Lakers. So I think it's a couple of different factors. And by the way, he's not going to give him everything, because it's either in you or it's not.
Yeah, right.
He's going to give him enough to change his habits, though.
All right, what's number two there, Hockey?
All right, BT. The NHL Four Nations Tournament is better than having regular season games on during a dead spot in sports.
The NHL Four Nations Tournament is better than basically nothing?
Yes.
Okay, what is the Four Nations Tournament? Is that the Devils, Islanders, Rangers, and Sabres?
Yeah.
I'm just teasing. I mean, yeah,
you know
both. I'm not watching it. But yeah, bold-faced truth. It's there if you want it. I mean, that's how I operate with this stuff. Why would it now? I'm not going to be dialed into it, but for those who are, you guys are bigger hockey fans than me. I'm sure your nephew Joe is going to be dialed in a little bit.
He's all into it.
Yeah, so of course you watch it, and it's there, rather than finding something on Netflix. I mean, if you love sports, you love hockey, of course.
Now, this may sound ignorant or whatever, but it was my same thoughts on the WBC. I don't get the nations thing. I grew up loving Major League Baseball. I grew up loving NHL hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather watch the All-Star weekend and the All-Star festivities or actual hockey games as opposed to the Four Nation thing. Can you even explain to those of us who don't know exactly what this is? Like, it's U.S., Canada. Who else is in it?
I think it's Sweden, and I'm trying to remember the fourth team.
Oh, and then, like, what is it? So it's basically like an Olympic tournament with those four
teams?
Yeah,
they're basically just having for rights to see who the best nation is.
Isn't that what the Olympics is for?
Yeah, but there's more teams involved for that. This is more like, it's more like WBC where there's select teams that have made.
And then do you happen to have the format or the schedule? Like, does it start up this week?
It's February 12th to the 20th.
Okay.
So it's like for 2 weeks this is going on where it's like, again, dead spot in sports. You'd think that you'd want to highlight the regular NHL season, I would think.
No, ain't right? Dead for me. Johnny's dead. Are you kidding me? We're trying to get the top five next week.
I would say, what was the actual question there? Because I would say it's a bald face.
Better than nothing,
lie. Basically. I think it's stupid. I would rather have a natural either hockey games that mean something or the natural All-Star weekend.
You and I are a little different in this regard. I'll say this. Like the WBC, and I remember the Worthless, that was just there. You had the sweatshirt made. Of course you did. The Worthless Baseball Club was funny. I'm not saying I'm dialed into every single pitch, but I do love it, and I certainly like it a lot more than you. And I'm not a big hockey guy, but the four nations that are involved, you know, I just remember when I went to the Dominican Republic to play baseball, to see it, Sal.
Yeah.
To see it in lands like that, what it means to people. I do appreciate the camaraderie and the importance. I don't like that for some it supersedes their actual Major League Baseball job in terms of passion, but I do get it. Like, they are different than us in that regard.
Okay, that's fine, and that's great, but then why am I supposed to care about it?
You don't have to care about it. I'm just saying,
the baseball that we grew up caring about here is Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but if we had 100%, but if we had access to this, like, I don't know, Fernando Valenzuela was pitching for Mexico back in the day, and I'm 9 years old, and Fernando's pitching against Don Mattingly and Keith Hernandez and Darryl, and they're on Team USA. I'm probably going to be excited about it.
I guess. I'm just saying, like, I'd rather watch that when Fernando pitched with the Dodgers again. I can see why other people might get into it. For me, it never made sense. Last one, huh?
All right, final one.
Sal, do you like it real fast? Are you excited about the hockey?
No, I want to see regular season hockey.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
I don't care about this crap. Mm-hmm. All right. Sal, bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. The Mets will hit more home runs as a team than the Yankees. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth.
I mean, that's a tough question to answer just in that. I got to do a little bit of math here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I haven't. Did you give me your Yankee lineup, BT?
I did, but I didn't really fill out the nine spot because I'm hoping DJ's not here so I can fill it out with somebody else.
I gave you eight. I'd probably still go Yanks because of the ballpark.
Okay.
I'm just trying to like look at it and say, all right, well, how many 20 home run hitters does each team have at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mets 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, I think the Mets are going to have 7 20 home run hitters.
Seven.
Maybe eight if you count the DH spot. Yeah, I mean, tell me who's not.
No. I'm just reacting.
I'm serious, right? Think about it. Lindor.
Yep.
Soto.
Yep.
Vientos.
Yep.
Nimmo.
Probably, yeah.
Alonso.
Yep.
Alvarez.
Yep.
We're talking about 20 home run
and
guys.
And Siri.
Maybe Winker.
Winker/Marte.
The numbers seemed high,
but no, I think those are all pretty good checks.
Do you have your Yankee one? Give me your...
I don't. My answer, though, I'm going to say that the Mets will have more than the Yankees. Is that how you framed it?
Yeah.
Bullface lie. Because I do think, again, this is all predicated on health, but if you look at the top home run hitter for the Mets this year, I think you're going to have two guys in the high 30s. And that's going to be Pete and Soto. And I think Judge is going to hit, you know, 52, 53, 55. I think Bellinger's going to hit 30 in that ballpark. And I think Wells takes a jump up to the low 20s. And even Volpe's going to be in that 15 range.
Dominguez
is going to bang some. Goldschmidt. And even Jazz had 20 home runs. So I think, by the way, both teams are going to hit a lot of home runs. They both should be top five in baseball. I'd say slight edge Yankees, really, because of Judge. If Judge isn't on the Yankees and they just have like a guy who's going to hit 25 out there, I'd probably say the Mets.
You think Jazz? Yeah, he'll hit 20.
Jazz, so he hit 20 last year.
So 1, 2, I'm going to count Judge twice. One,
go around
two,
the infield.
Three.
I'll do it for you quicker. Goldschmidt, well, one. Jazz, two. Volpe, three. Wells, four.
Right here.
Judge, five.
Hold on, I'm looking at the lineup right here, so I can't do it. Volpe,
yes.
Jazz,
yes.
Judge,
yes.
Two times. Goldschmidt,
yes.
I do not think he's going to hit 20 home runs in Yankee Stadium, but that's just me.
That's four.
Bellinger,
yes. Five.
Stanton,
yes. Six.
Wells,
seven.
Dominguez,
I don't know about Dominguez.
Yeah, I think
I don't know.
I would say
maybe.
Yes, Dominguez. Yes, Wells. Yes, Stanton. Yes, Cody Bellinger. No, Goldschmidt. Judge counts twice.
Goldschmidt's definitely hit 20 home runs for the Yankees
Jazz
this year. He hits the right field. Absolutely. We got a little bet going. Oh,
yeah,
the
well,
bets
we'll
are going to be
that
flowing.
By the way, do you know the last time the Mets had more home runs than the Yankees? What year?
Last time, is it a long time ago?
Never.
No, that's happened.
Okay.
2006?
Before then.
No. It was in the 80s because the Yankees had
No. It's more recent.
I was going to say, okay. Maybe the year that Pete hit the 53 and broke Judge's record?
2016. And the Mets had 218,
yep.
And the Yankees had 183.
Yeah, and that was before Judge. I mean, it's not
183.
Happening. That's
unacceptable.
Not gonna,
I think the Mets come on, Cash.
Yeah, I'm not so sold on Goldschmidt. He played.
I like him.
Played 154 games last year. Hit 22.
Look at what he did the last 2 months.
Yeah,
he was hot, and he hits the right field.
He's gonna be 37.
Hey, I know how old he is.
Yeah,
I like him.